Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Habits of Happiness. In these lessons, Pastor Rick dives into the book of Philippians and helps you discover God's path to true and lasting happiness. Now, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now will be doubled up to $50,000. But the grant expires at midnight at the end of this month. So contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Be Happy No Matter What.
There are a few well-known guys in America who like to take pot shots at me, pastors and people, and every once in a while on social media, someone will say, Pastor Rick, have you heard what so-and-so said about you, and what do you think about them? And my answer is always the same. It's been the same for years and years and years. And I say this, what they think of me in no way controls what I think of them. And I have nothing but the highest admiration for their ministry. Why? I'm not going to let anybody rob my joy. I'm not going to let anybody rob my happiness. I don't care what they say about me. They do not control what I choose to think about them. And that's why I don't let people rob my happiness. Some of you remember, I told you this during the last series, that, you know, when Matthew died, there were some really mean-spirited people out there who were saying all kinds of vile and mean things and celebrating Matthew's death and saying I should die and go to hell too, and on and on and on. And I remember, you know, going through that fire, and Greg Laurie, my friend, asked me, he said, Rick, what do you feel coming out of this? And I said, honestly, I feel fearless. I told you that. I said, I honestly feel fearless. I said, because the truth is, if I ever cared about what other people think, I certainly don't now. Okay. You can't throw anything worse at me than what's been thrown at me in the last 6 months. You just can't. And I said, I feel fearless. And I've always felt that since that moment, since he asked that. And then this week I was studying this passage and I saw verse 28 where Paul says this, be fearless. Be fearless, no matter who opposes you. It will be a sign to them of their downfall, and that God is with you and that he will save you. Okay, so the cool thing here is if I want to stay happy, even if I'm in prison, I look at everything that's going on in my life from God's viewpoint, and I realize he's going to work it all out for good. And it's worked out for the gospel. It's a witness to unbelievers. It's an encouragement to believers. And then I just say, no matter who the critics are and who the complainers are and who the conspirators are and who the competitors are, they're just not going to stop me from being happy. I'm going to keep my focus right. I'm going to be fearless. Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 5. It's called the Beatitudes. It's the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. He says this, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. He says, celebrate. And Paul explains why you can be happy no matter what. Look at the next verse, verse 29 and 30. He says this, for you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this fight together. Paul says, you have seen me suffer for him in the past, and you know that I'm still in the midst of the great struggle. Paul says, it is a privilege to suffer when you're doing the right thing. Great is your reward in heaven. He said, it's a privilege to believe in Christ, and it's a privilege to suffer with Christ and for Christ. Because you're most like Jesus when somebody's nailing you to a cross. When somebody's trying to get at you. So he says, I am not going to let other people rob my happiness. I can be happy no matter what happens. If I look at every problem from God's viewpoint, and I can be happy no matter what happens, if I never let what other people say or never let what other people do control my happiness. They just don't. Number three. Here's the third habit. It's the next three or four verses, verses 19 to 20. I can always be happy no matter what happens if I always trust God to work things out. I can always be happy no matter what happens if I always trust God to work things out. I don't try to work it out myself. When things are falling apart, I don't try to put them back together. I just let God put them back together. This is the faith factor. You've heard me say this before, that when you're going through a problem, you've got two options. You can worship or you can worry. That's it. Worship or worry, worship or worry, worship or worry. And if you worshiped more, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. You can pray or you can panic. And those are the options you've got. This is the faith factor.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Most people look for happiness in all the wrong places. You won't find it through money, fame, or power. You'll only find real, lasting happiness by following God's commands. That's why Pastor Rick created the Habits of Happiness Bible Study. You'll discover how happiness runs deeper than any circumstance, feeling, or relationship because of God's unconditional love for you. This interactive, full-color, hardcover book is filled with biblical truths, scripture, practical lessons, application exercises, and prayers to guide your journey. It's a comprehensive study tool that will help you experience the biblical habits that lead to true and lasting happiness. This Bible study is available only on Daily Hope, and quantities are limited. By the way, all this month when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
When things are falling apart, I don't try to put them back together. I just let God put them back together. This is the faith factor. You've heard me say this before, that when you're going through a problem, you've got two options. You can worship or you can worry. That's it. Worship or worry, worship or worry, worship or worry. And if you worshiped more, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. You can pray or you can panic. And those are the options you've got. This is the faith factor. Paul says this in Philippians 1:19. I will continue to rejoice. Now circle the phrase, I will. Will, that's an act of the will. It is your choice to rejoice. I don't care how bad things are in your life right now, it's your choice to rejoice. It's an act of the will. He says, I will continue to rejoice in spite of all the things that's going on that are bad. For I know, circle that, I'll come back and explain this in a minute. For I know that as you pray for me, circle pray for me, and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, circle that, Spirit of Jesus Christ help me, all that's happened will all turn out for my deliverance. Now, this is a very powerful verse here. And in that one verse, Paul gives four sources of strength in tough times. You just circle them. Four sources of strength. And this is how you stay positive. This is how you stay happy no matter what happens in your life. He says, first, my first source of strength is I have God's perspective on my problems. That's when he says, for I know. It's what you know that keeps you going. He says, I know God is working in this. I have God's perspective on my problems, for I know. And then he says, number two, I have people praying for me. And he said, that keeps me going. And then he says, I have the Holy Spirit helping me. And that keeps me going. And then he says, I expect that I'm going to be delivered. So he says, I have faith that God will work it for good. And so I've got perspective, I've got prayer, I've got the Holy Spirit, and I've got faith. And then he says, therefore, I choose to be happy. I will continue to rejoice. That's your choice, to rejoice. Finally, number four, I can be happy no matter what happens in my life. If I look at every problem from God's viewpoint, if I never let other people control my attitude, if I always trust God to work things out, and number four, if I stay focused on my purpose, not my problems. God's purpose for my life. If I stay focused on my purpose, not my problem, I can be happy even when life seems to be falling apart. I stay focused on my purpose, Paul says, not my problem. Now picture this. Paul is old. He's an old man now. He's in prison. He's a long way from home. He's in Rome. He is awaiting death by execution. These are not exactly normally happy times. And they have taken away everything from Paul. They've taken away his friends. They've taken away his freedom. They have taken away his ministry to travel around. They have even taken away his privacy. He's got a guard chained to him 24 hours a day. But there's one thing they cannot take away from Paul: his purpose. It cannot be taken away from him. And his ability to make choices. I never forget reading Viktor Frankl's book, and Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist who was taken to one of the Dachau, Auschwitz, Buchenwald death camps in Nazi Germany. And all of his family and all of his friends and everybody were being gassed and murdered and killed. And he said, I remember one day when we stood in front of the Gestapo, stark naked. They'd taken away our clothes. They'd even taken away my wedding ring. I stood there with nothing at all. And he said, all of a sudden, I realized there was one thing they could not take away from me. And it was my choice in how I would respond. Nobody could take that away from me. I cannot control what other people do to me. I cannot control what other people do around me, but I can control how I respond. And Paul says, I'm going to stay focused on my purpose, even though they've taken away everything from me. They could not take away his purpose. And what was his purpose? Serving God by serving others. Look at this. Philippians chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. He's talking about the conundrum of sometimes I want to go to heaven and sometimes I want to stay here and serve the Lord to help other people. And he says this, verse 22, if by continuing to live, I can do more worthwhile work for Christ, then I'm not sure which I should choose. Remember, he's old, he's in prison, he's waiting execution. If I continue to live, I can do more worthwhile work for Christ. So I'm not sure what I should choose. I'm pulled in two directions. I want very much to leave this life and be with Christ, which is a far better thing. But for your sake, it's much more important that I remain alive. Notice Paul saying, I stay alive not for my sake, but for your sake. I'm sure of this, that for your sake, it's more important that I remain alive. So I know that I will stay on with you all so that I can add to your progress and your joy in the faith. Now, here's an amazing thing. Paul is such an amazing man. He doesn't just have a purpose for living. He's got a purpose for dying. We talk about purpose in life a lot. Do you have purpose in death? Paul says, doesn't matter whether I live or whether I die, I've got a purpose. I've got a purpose either way. On earth, my purpose is to serve God by serving other people. How do you serve God on earth? You can't serve God directly because you can't even see him. The only way you can serve God on earth is by serving other people in Jesus' name. That's why we do the peace plan. We serve God by serving others. When you give a cup of cold water in his name, when you help an orphan, when you care for the sick, when you assist the poor, when you educate the next generation, when you fight corruption, when you plant a church, all the things we do in peace plan, You're serving God by serving others, meeting needs in Jesus' name. And he says, so when I'm alive, my whole purpose is simply to serve Christ by serving people. He said, when I die, my purpose is to be with Christ. So either way, I win. Either way. He says, I stay alive just for the sake of others. And he said, actually, selfishly, it would be better for me if I go ahead and die. Because when I die, I'm going to a place where there are no problems, no pressures, no picky people, and no pain. In other words, there are no killjoys in heaven. So he said, selfishly, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to go to heaven. But he says, I stay alive for the sake of others. Now, I don't want you to miss this secret. Because most people on this planet do. They miss the secret I'm about to tell you. The reason why most people are miserable is because they think that happiness comes from self-gratification. If I just get more possessions, if I get more pleasures, if I get more position, if I get sex, salary, status, if I get more things, if I live for myself, if I get better stuff for me, I'll be happier. That doesn't work. Actually, self-gratification is not the way to happiness. The way to happiness is self-sacrifice, not self-gratification. And Paul says, the reason I'm happy is because as long as I'm alive, I'm giving my life away to help others. Are you doing that? Or are you living for yourself? If you're living for yourself, I can tell you right now, you're not very happy. You aren't. Because happiness does not come from status, and happiness does not come from salary, and happiness does not come from sex. Happiness comes from service and giving your life away. And until you understand that, you're not going to be happy most of your life. Happiness does not come from self-gratification. It comes from self-sacrifice. Paul sums up his purpose. If I want to be happy, I've got to stay focused on my purpose, not my problems. And so Paul sums up his purpose in verse 21. For me to live is Christ. That's a pretty simple purpose. And to die is gain. Now let me ask you this. For me to live is Christ. If somebody came up to you today and asked you to fill in the blank, what word would you use? For me to live is entertainment. For me to live is sports, golf, baseball, football. For me to live is clothes. For me to live is make money. For me to live is my family. For me to live is friends. You see, there can be a lot of good things, but nothing deserves the place of for me to live, except the one who created you and gave you your life, Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. And I want to say this, how you fill in that blank will determine how happy you are in life. Because if you say for me to live is money, you're going to be unhappy a lot of your life. For me to live is success, you're not going to be happy a lot of your life. For me to live is fame, pleasure, possession, position, power, prestige. There's nothing wrong with those things. They just don't deserve first place in your life. You weren't created to make a bunch of money, die, and give it away. No, no, God has a far greater purpose in your life. For me to live is Christ. There's only one answer that leads to happiness, and I want you to be honest and settle this issue, so let's bow our heads as we pray. And as I pray this prayer, you say, Dear Jesus, me too, in your mind. Dear Jesus, you know that I often let circumstances determine my happiness. And you know that I often allow the killjoys of pain and problems and pressures and picky people to rob my happiness. Starting today, I want to practice the four secrets that Paul modeled. Help me to look at every problem in my life from your viewpoint. I want to handle problems in a way that it's a witness to non-believers and an encouragement to believers. Help me to remember that what others say and do does not control my happiness unless I allow it. And as for the things that happen that I don't understand or can't figure out, I want to trust you to work it all out for good. Help me to stay focused on your purpose for my life, not my problems. I want to use the rest of my life to serve you by serving others. And I pray that most dangerous prayer, Lord, use me. And so I have a purpose for living and for dying, and my purpose for living is to serve you by serving others. And then I want to be with you in heaven for eternity. And from this day on, for me to live will be Christ. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day, delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional. Just go to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but right now we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. That means whatever amount you give to help share the hope of Jesus worldwide will be matched up to $50,000. So $25 becomes $50, $100 becomes $200, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever amount you give will be doubled by the grant. But don't wait, because this opportunity will be gone at the end of this month, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant if not matched. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to five specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry, that's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship. And then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you, that's discipleship, and we call that the Great Commission. We believe at Daily Hope that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me. Pray for me and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people who are going to be in heaven because you cared.
When you give to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. And we'll send you Pastor Rick's The Habits of Happiness Bible Study book to say thanks. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.